بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله تعالى mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the people whilst you are amongst them, meaning Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as he was in the world amongst his ummah, then Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala would not send his azab and punishment. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them as long as they are making istighfar and seeking forgiveness from him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, under this ayat he mentions that this ummah had two forms of safety and security. There were two ways for the ummah to be safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone from the dunya, so that one we do not have anymore. And the other one was istighfar. So we still got istighfar. Istighfar is a means of protecting us and saving us from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever calamities would befall us, then it is generally on account of our own sins and our own weaknesses. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, a mu'min, he views his sins like a mountain that is about to fall on him. You know, if there's a mountain suspended over you, and you know any time this mountain can fall, you will be very worried and you will be very concerned. So a mu'min is always worried about his sins. On some occasions, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he would dispatch the army, then he would advise them that fear your sins more than you fear your enemy. Because it's not your enemy that will destroy you, but it's your own sins. Whether it's a visible enemy or an invisible enemy, any sort of enemy cannot destroy you, cannot drop you. But it is your own sins and your wrongs. So a mu'min, he views his sins like a mountain that is suspended over him. He doesn't know when this mountain will fall on him. And a munafiq and a hypocrite, then to him, he doesn't pay any attention to it. Or a sinful person, for him it's like a fly that sat on his nose, and then he pushed the fly away. So he's not worried about his sins. But a mu'min is constantly afraid of his own sins. And when you start looking into your own weaknesses, then you will not have time to look into the weaknesses of other people. The main reason why we will look into other people's weaknesses and worry about other people and speak bad about them and backbite about them is because we are not cognizant of what we are doing, and we're not worried about our own selves. In the words of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, you've got a python that is curling around you, but you worried about the fly on the next man's face. The reality is, you know your own weaknesses, you know your sins, you know what you have done, but you worried about that man. One, two things you just saw of him, maybe those one, two things are right in you. But how many other things that you have got that still need to be corrected in your own self? Ulama explain that sin is something very, very detrimental. You see, people take these things lightly. Sometimes say, hey, you know what you're making a big story for? This nothing. It's not a light thing. It's a serious thing. The consequence of sin, sometimes Allah Ta'ala punishes a person immediately. And that is actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. Because if Allah Ta'ala is punishing you immediately, you'll know, hey, I did this thing wrong. It's like a father. You see a child doing something wrong, immediately he'll punish the child. He'll reprimand the child. If he needs to punish him, he'll punish him also. Why? This person will realize, hey, I did this, yeah, I got a punishment. So now I must stop doing it. So you get some people that they'll just do a wrong, and immediately Allah Ta'ala will send some azab. Someone just hurt someone's feelings. You know, you just spoke to someone anyhow. You hurt that man's feelings. To us, we think it's a small thing. We can hurt people's feelings. We can shout at people, we can swear, we can scream, whether it's your wife, whether it's whoever it is. You do not have that right to hurt anyone's feelings. A mu'min, remember, the heart of a mu'min is more sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Kaaba. Imagine someone goes and he breaks the Kaaba. What you'll say? This man is gone mad. Lock him up immediately. You know, do what you have to do. But the heart of a believer and the sanctity of a believer is even more sacred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Kaaba. So sometimes you get people, they hurt someone's feelings, but Allah ta'ala will immediately punish them. So 2-3 times they do it, then they realize, you know what, I have to stop this here now. This is something dangerous. Allah ta'ala's punishment is coming. Now I'm seeing one loss coming immediately. One musibah coming, one calamity coming. So that's one situation. The other situation is sometimes Allah ta'ala won't punish you immediately, but at a later point in life, that punishment is coming. You know, you see, people have all these functions now, and so many wrongs in the function. You'll find that there's extravagance, there's wastage, hundreds of thousands of rands, millions of rands can just be thrown away, literally thrown away. Then there'll be music, then you'll get all this photography and intermingling, and then you'll even, Allah protect, but even you're hearing that some places even got this belly dancing. You know, it's frightening, these things. Then you're seeing all these heavy storms coming and these heavy winds coming, and you're seeing viruses and you're seeing floods and you're seeing looting. This is warning signs from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is warning you, might change your life. Don't do all these things. What you're going to bring? You're not going to bring any goodness in this world. This is going to bring, Allah Ta'ala's azab is going to come. And sometimes, at a later point in life, now you see the marital problems are all starting. 40, 50 years, sometimes the people are gone, like grandparents also, and now this problem and that problem. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But these problems will only bring anxiety and depression. It's going to bring sleepless nights. You're going to have to take pill upon pill. So sometimes the azab of Allah Ta'ala will come at a later point. You did it when you were young. The punishment came when you're old. It's coming. It's coming back if you don't make tawbah. Remember, once you make tawbah, Allah will wipe that out. Sincere tawbah. In fact, At-Taibu Habibullah, some narrations mention, a man who makes tawbah becomes the beloved of Allah. A man making sincere tawbah, Allah can make him from his awliya. That is how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. Person who makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala completely obliterates and wipes out that sin. No records of it. So make tawbah immediately, quickly. Don't wait. Don't wait for anything to strike you. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, he advised his son, and he told him, Ya bunayya la tuakhir at-tawbah. Oh my son, don't procrastinate and delay when it comes to tawbah. Even if there's a 0.5% chance of you being wrong, if there's a 0.5% chance of that being a sin, make tawbah. It's not going to cost you anything. Turn to Allah Ta'ala, cry to Allah. Allah loves those tears, because otherwise that repercussion of that sin is coming back for you. It's coming to bite you at some point. So that's the second situation, where it comes later on in life. And the third is even more frightening, where Allah Ta'ala leaves you. He gives you respite. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now Allah Ta'ala is giving you everything, giving you more and more and more. And this is working out for you, and that is working out for you, and things are just flying. But حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِهُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, until when they become happy with what they were given, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَى. Then we seize them all of a sudden. Then they completely lost hope. Then there's no one that can help them. Allah Ta'ala will seize you. He will seize you. Allah Ta'ala protects. Sometimes that effect of that sin is going to come at the last part of your life, and you can be deprived of your iman. I'll just conclude with this last incident. One day, one person was by the Kaaba, and he's holding the cloth of the Kaaba, and he's crying, and he's making one dua, only one dua. And this is such an important dua we need to make all the time. Allah Ta'ala, don't take me from this world except that I've got complete Islam and Iman. At the time of death, take me with complete Islam and complete Iman. Only making this dua. Someone came to him, "Bhai, no other dua you got? You're only making one dua." That person told him, "You don't know of my experience in life. That's why you're asking me why I'm making this one dua. You don't know how important this dua is." So he told him, "I had one brother. He gave azan for 40 years only for sawab, not taking any salary or remuneration. 40 years. You know azan, what a great ibadat is. Atwalun nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamah al-mu'adhinun. On the day of Qiyamah, people with the longest necks and the highest status will be the muazzins." But he said, "At the time of death, I was present. He told us, bring the Quran. We thought he wants to take some barakat from the Quran now. He's leaving the dunya. When we brought the Quran, he said, 'I've got nothing to do with this book and nothing with what is in it. I don't believe in it.' And he died like that. He died as a kafir. Another brother of mine gave azan for 30 years also, same. Same story at the time of death. Takes the Quran and just pushes it one side. That has nothing to do with this Quran Sharif." So he says, "That's why now I'm crying and making dua." But that person asked that, but what weakness did they have in them? There must be something that they were doing in their life. So yes, they had this bad weakness that they would look at women, you know, women's bodies, and they would look at young lads, handsome young lads. Now at that time it was hard to look at women. How are you going to look at women? So sometimes you have to peep from somewhere, you have to go at some position to see now that woman somehow or other, you're going to look into a home and you're going to see. But Allah protect us, how easy it is now with the cell phone, with all the filth that we have got on the cell phone. So let us make tawbah, let us make istighfar. It must not be at the time of maut because of that sin. You thought you got away with it in this world, but then your iman is snatched away and then there's destruction and punishment for the rest of time. And forever and ever, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.